Massachusetts hotels could reopen to the general public as soon as Monday if the state keeps making progress on its coronavirus recovery plan. But things will be different whenever bookings resume. You'll have to wear a mask in the lobby, don't expect a valet to park your car, and forget about the breakfast buffet. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports now the hospitality industry is preparing for short and long-term changes.
When a construction crew broke ground last year on the Raffles Luxury Hotel in Boston's Back Bay, developers used words like glamour, style, and oasis. And now,
we're focused on how do we create the healthiest building in Boston.
This is Gary Saunders, chairman of the Saunders Hotel Group. He still wants the Raffles Hotel to feel deluxe and clean when it opens in 2022, and he hopes the coronavirus will be well under control by then. Nevertheless, he's paying extra attention to features that used to seem mundane, like elevators.
How do we have true touchless elevators? What kind of technology will be proven and tested that will let people talk to an elevator or wave a proximity card and it'll take them right to their floor?
In a world that may remain hypervigilant about hygiene, an elevator that allows you to bypass a potentially germ-coated button could be a desirable amenity, right up there with the spa, assuming guests are ready to go back to one. And then there's the HVAC system.
We already had a fairly advanced fresh air system in the building, but what the COVID crisis has made us do is re-examine those systems again.
Jordan Warshaw is president of the Noannet Group, Saunders' development partner. He says the building, which will also include restaurants and condominiums, will pump in even more fresh air than originally planned, and it'll put the air that is recirculated through enhanced filtration. Five-star ventilation hasn't historically ranked among fine dining and sumptuous decor on a hotel's list of attributes, but Warshaw says that may change.
At some point, if there's another issue in the future and we've got the cleanest air systems that are out there, we consider that to be a competitive advantage.
You won't hear hotel workers complain about clean air, and many accept that duties may change or even disappear because of the coronavirus.
Buffets, for example. Like, I don't think there should be buffets.
Carlos Aramayo is president of Unite Here Local 26, which represents thousands of hospitality workers in Greater Boston.
I think it would be irresponsible as the union just to come out with a kind of pure labor position of like, no, we're going to defend the work of the buffet attendant, come hell or high water.
But the union does worry some hotels could use the coronavirus as an excuse to take cost-cutting measures.
Things like trying to eliminate stayover housekeeping altogether and arguing that, oh, it's safer for the guest and for the room attendant to not have the room attendant go in the room every day.
In that scenario, housekeepers would clean rooms only between bookings, not during guest stays. Though cleanings would be more intense, there could still be less work overall, which may lead to housekeeping job cuts. While such changes may be on the table, hotel operators ultimately have to give customers what they want, says Leora Lance. She chairs the graduate program at Boston University's School of Hospitality Administration.
I spoke recently to a hotel owner, and he said to me, our guests, they want room service brought to their rooms. They want the daily turndown. They don't want to wait between stays.
If that's the case, then the hotels of the future may not scrub away all of the personal touches, even as they take scouring germs to the next level. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.